This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The players have become more powerful than the coaches, okay? That's number one. Then number two, when Kirby talks about, you know, you're going to coach me hard, you're telling me I've got to play with effort, part of that is nobody's told them the things that they need to do because, well, they're the stars. And again, these coaches are afraid that they're going to lose them.
I mean, think about a guy. I mean, I'm not trying to pick on a guy like, Raiola, who came in and went to Buford. I mean, you're going to more high schools than some guys go to, you know, college. You know what I mean? And you've created this new paradigm. And, you know, look, I like the fact that players have as much power as coaches, because when coaches leave, you know, in the past, you know, oh, well, the players are screwed. Now now I wish there was a little more stability here. I wish they could come up with some kind of guardrails. You got to stick for 2 years, and that would give us back some of the things we're missing in college sports. But still, you are the right guy, and you got to find him. You got to find that. You know, maybe it's, for instance, David Pollack was like a 3-star guy. You know, and you know, if you go and you get the right guy and you can mold him, he turns into a 3-time All American. But you got to find that guy who's will, as you said, is willing to be coached.
Yes,
Pollack talked about how hard he got coached at Georgia. You know, I mean, I just saw a picture that Kelly Quinlan just put up for covering Georgia Tech. George O'Leary is at Brent Key's practice today. George O'Leary was one of the toughest SOBs. He got it from Bobby Ross. That team won a championship for Georgia Tech. O'Leary, I mean, we made a bit about it back in the day. They had a guy that was goofing around at practice, and the quarterback got sacked, and they stood him up, and they had two linebackers knock him out, basically.
For not protecting the quarterback.
Yeah, for not protecting, because this is what happens when you don't do your job.
Yeah.
And I remember the mom had him on the front page of the AJC. It was like, oh, I think the guy's name was Vita Kunis. It was his whole thing. That's old school. You do that now, they put you in jail. But, I mean, there is something to be said for developing that toughness. But you're right. You've got to have that. You got to have that inner want that not every player has. But how do you find that guy? Maybe that's why maybe Brent Key is the perfect place right now to find that balance of, he's got to have 5 stars, and he's starting to get those, but the tough recruits will do that stuff.
And Mike, you talk about those teams, you know, the O'Leary teams took on his persona. They were tough. There's something to be said.
And all his assistants, like Bill O'Brien, they've all done the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. There's a reason why Kirby's won how he has and why he has. There's no secret. He's a tough SOB himself. But where do you think that came from? Look at his coaching lineage, guys. Look at where the guys he's been on. You think Nick Saban has been soft all his life? Like, there's no way.
Right.
You play for Nick Saban and you think that you're just going to show up and not be a guy that's going to get coached hard or yelled at, Mike, right, or disciplined. And so as you see these guys, there are some coaches who are talented. This is my question, and look, this is a completely off-the-wall kind of thing, but like we talk about Ben Johnson being an offensive genius, he may be, but I said, I don't know if he's tough enough. I don't know if he's going to be tough enough.
You've controlled the offense, and you've got a lot of good players, and you turn Jared Goff's career around, so that was the perception. But now, how do you handle 53 dudes?
Correct.
How do you handle the organization? How do you handle all that stuff? I mean, that's not everybody can do it. We've seen how many assistant coaches have flamed out. Speaking of Detroit, Marty Morningweg.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there's just dudes that come in, and players see through this stuff. They buy into what they believe. Here's the thing. As fans, maybe this organization drives you crazy at times, but the players, they bought into Arthur when he was here, Arthur Smith. I don't think his name was disenchanted. Yeah, I think what we had, who was the old special teams player, 84, that was bellyaching about playing?
Patterson.
Yeah, I mean, Cordero Patterson wanted the rock, but that wasn't like he was creating a federal case out of it. These guys love Coach Raheem Morris. Matter of fact, when they did that survey with the Players Association, he got one of the top marks. We just got to get better guys on the roster to buy in. They will buy in because guys believe in Raw.
404-726-0929. And I think guys believe in Kirby. But here's what I love about this. Kirby's not afraid to say this. Like, we got guys that are offended by it, and nothing's going to change. Like, if you don't like it, you can leave. That's what he's telling you. But we're going to continue to coach the way that we need to, whether it's spring, Mike, or in the regular season. But, you know, the idea that he's putting it out there that his players are somehow questioning, you're going to coach me hard? You're going to yell at me? You want me to play with effort? Yeah, because this is what it takes to win at this level.
I just think, you know, we are in a different time. Because, yeah, you got kids. You're a star high school player. It was unheard of when we were kids that a guy, maybe you knew a kid who moved into the district, his family moved in. But, I mean, kids who move from Pennsylvania to Georgia.
To play.
Or kids who move from Nebraska or California to Georgia to go get the playing. And that's a different type of player. And they can take their ball and go home. And they will.
And they will. And that's why I think this is so interesting. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I may put him up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell. 9-2-9. As we talk about the Dogs, yes, spring practice is going on. We did mention several freshman tight ends turning heads and could help Oscar Delp and Lawson Lucky. We need more production out of the receiving core, Mike. That, to me, is the key when we start talking about this receivers as a group.
Right.
How good is this group going to be in pushing the ball down the field, and how good are they going to be vertically with the passing game this year? I think the tight ends are fine. I really do. I think, and the young kids that are coming on, the freshmen, it's great. There's one kid they're comparing to Darnell Washington, 6'6", 224, 255, Williams kid, or Shepherd, should I say. But I just think, like, the wide receivers is where it's at for me as we watch spring play out.
And while you were out in Vegas, another rite of spring, Georgia players being arrested for driving too fast. And in one case, a really bad wreck where, I mean, a car, like, basically smashes into an apartment complex. So, yeah, man, I know the Kirby is the last thing. We talked about it with Connor Riley yesterday, but last thing they want to be dealing with. But, man, I mean, another thing, how do you exercise discipline? And the same thing goes. Nitro Tuggle was about to leave the program back in December. Maybe it's best he does.
Yeah.
You know, considering bringing Thomas and Branch and all the other guys in the portal.
Well, and let me ask this question, because, again, it's hard to defend when it happens over and over and over and over again. But this is everywhere now. You don't think kids at Ole Miss got rides? You don't think kids at Florida got whips? Like,
right.
I mean, like, this is everywhere.
You can wreck a Honda Civic. You don't have to have a Dodge Charger to kill yourself.
I totally agree. It's just you're being reckless, Mike.